在我们的声音来大声的赞美我们做宝座的神，主啊，因为你是配得的，你不但创造了我们，你更是用你的爱子来买赎我们。我们不再属于自己，我们的神的儿女啊，我们都是属于神的。我们要来好好的感谢他，一生的侍奉他。愿你自己在我们每一个人身上都显为大，显为荣耀。你是配得我们赞美直到永远的父神。哈利路亚，赞美你。听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
天父，不感谢你奇妙的带领，奇妙的拣选，
是，
否则像我们这些像我们这样的人期待来到圣洁的主是我们，愿我们这些平凡人因为你在我们的生命里，我们能够活得平凡的一生。愿你的旨意成就在我们的身上，我们每一个人都跟着你奔跑跟这个天路历程。感谢我们的主，愿患难逼迫、幸福、美满都不能让我们离开你。主，求你帮助我们对罪敏感，因为故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就没有了。主，但是当我们犯罪以后，主，求你带领我们能够到你的面前来悔改、来认罪，继续跟随你，这就是最大的恩典。主啊，求你帮助我们每一个人，保守我们的每一颗心，愿我们在你的面前真正的能够把自己献给你，愿你在我们的生命里成为真我们真实的主，我们每一个人，祷告奉主耶稣基督的
名，
阿门。
是的，阿爸父，我们真的爱你，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你，
是的，
将一切的感恩赞美都献在你的面前，感谢主，祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的。
主，我们感谢您。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是创世以前就是被杀的羔羊。
Because you are the lamb that was slain even before the creation of time.
你本是神的独生爱子，神说啊，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
You are the only begotten son of the father, and God said, "This is my beloved son; you should listen to."
主，你却是啊，谦卑自己来到地上啊，来不是受人服侍，乃是服侍众人，并且成为多人的赎价。
However, you lowered yourself and to sacrifice yourself to come to this world and not to be served but to serve.
因着你的顺服，以至于死啊，并且为我们的罪啊流出宝血，死在十字架上。因此，神将你升为至高，为主，为基督了。
You're obedient to the degree of death, and so the Lord has God, Father has risen you up and to be Christ.
并且让我们今天可以来到施恩宝座面前，因为你为我们开了又新又活的道路。
So that we today can come before the throne, because you have opened this new and living way before us.
主我们来敬拜你，求你自己向我们赏脸，愿主你自己再次悦纳我们在你面前的敬拜，也把你啊渴慕你话语、渴慕你自己的心赏给我们。
Lord, we come to worship you. May you turn your face toward us, and so you be pleased with our worship, and also to let us all give you our sincere thanks and love.
愿主啊，你得到该得的荣耀。
May you be glorified that's due you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
May we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 好，弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
那我们今天是继续啊，上一次我没有讲完的约瑟啊，约瑟我们说约瑟有四个啊，有四个阶段，他人生有四个阶段，正好就跟主耶稣基督呢，他的人生的四个阶啊，他的从天上一直到地上，然后再回到天上，这个四个阶段呢是相符合的。
We like to continue with our story of Joseph. We've talked about that Joseph had four different stages of his life, which is similar to the four stages of Jesus Christ on earth.
所以我们说约瑟的一生呢是要预表主耶稣基督啊，这是他的重点。
So we say the life of Joseph actually was a foreshadow of the life of Jesus.
因为在整本圣经里面，再不找不到一个人像约瑟这样可以把主耶稣基督一生 啊、完全的这个预表表明出来，就只有约瑟一个人。
Throughout the Bible, Joseph was the only one who were able to fully sort of foreshadow the entire life of Jesus.
啊，所以约瑟的，我们认识了约瑟的一生，就知道神是何等的奇妙啊！神的做工、神的做事是何等智慧的安排。
As we know, Joseph's life, we really are amazed at how amazing, wonderful God's doing throughout his life was.
好，那我们现在啊，直接跳到第四个，好吧？跳到第四页。
Let's go to page four.
好，我们就跳到第四页。啊，好，对，好的，我们就把这段再读一次。这是保罗在腓立比书第二章对主耶稣基督非常精确，而且是很简洁的把它描写，希望我们大家可以把这段经文都背起来啊。好，
Let's read this passage from Philippians chapter 2 again, because this is where Paul accurately described the life of Jesus, you know, very succinctly and accurately.
好，我们从二章的六到九节，我们好读。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Philippians 2:6-9, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
好，如果保罗在今天的这个学术界里面的话，他应该完全没有问题可以得到这个最就是博士或者诺贝尔奖，因为这样子的发现属灵的真理，天下没有第二个人。
If Paul had been in today's academic world, there would be no problem for him to gain a PhD degree or even win the Nobel Prize, because such great revelation nobody ever got in the entire world.
这是远大于我们世界上今天所知道的科学的发现。
This revelation is far greater than any scientific discoveries in this world.
这可以坚定多少的基督徒来跟随耶稣，来走耶稣的道路。
This has firmed up so many Christians to walk the path of Christianity and to follow Jesus.
好，我们看下一章。
Next slide.
对的，好。啊，对的。好，好，我们 OK， 这是我们上次讲到是第一个，我们讲到第一个啊，他的这个啊叫做父亲所爱的啊，爱子，所以他父亲给他一件彩衣，记得大家记得这件事吗
？Do you remember that we talked about the first stage of Joseph's life, that he was the beloved son of his father, so his father gave him a colorful robe.
那用我们主耶稣基督的话，他是神独生的爱子，就我们刚刚念的二章的第六节，还有马太福音三章十七节说，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
When it refers to Jesus, it's just like what we just read, that he was the only begotten Son of God. And in Matthew 3:17, it also said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
好，我们看下一章。
Next slide.
好，这个是约瑟的啊第二个阶段，就是被他兄弟啊卖到埃及去。
So this slide shows the second stage of Joseph's life when he was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
所以他就成为了奴隶。
So he became a slave.
啊，约瑟虽然在他家里面也许这个没有那么丰富，埃及是很丰富，好像今天美国一样，但是总是在自己家里是自由的，但是在到这个 波提法的家里呢就成为奴仆了，没有自由，失去了自由。
So even though Joseph, when he was in his own home, Canaan at that time, it wasn't as rich as in Egypt. Egypt is, at that time was like the modern day United States. But he, at least when he was at his own home, he was free. He was a free man, but when he was in Egypt, he became a slave.
我想我们今天都有这种体会，你宁可有自由身在自己的这个窝里面，总不愿意去一个地方是富很丰富，但是却是凡事都要听人家主人的话，没有自由。我想我们今天就可以稍微体会到，啊，约瑟从一个在家里面爸爸独生的爱子，在家里多么受宠，然后可以在家里很自由的，但是现在呢，却成为失去了自由，成为奴仆。虽然波提法家是很丰富的。
So although I think we could all understand, we'd rather be at my own home and a free man than to be a slave in a rich person's household. So even though he was in Joseph at the time, when he was at his own home, he was the beloved son of his father. Whereas when he went to Potiphar's household, even though he was rich, he was only a slave.
好，我们翻下一张。
So next slide.
好，既然我们从这边开始，有点切到，这个是不是有点切到？啊，调一下，上面看不见，是叫做被害下监牢，他好像有一点。
So the third stage of his life was that he was sent to jail，
就成为一个在这个监牢里面的囚犯。
So he became a confined prisoner.
好，我们上次讲到说，约瑟在他主人的家，这个波提法家，他的妻子呢，经常在引诱他，勾引他，然后要他跟他同床。那约瑟呢，不从。好，这里就，我们读一下39章的第10节，这里，后来他天天和约瑟说，约瑟却不听从他，不与他同寝。这个他是讲波提法的太太，也不。和他在一处。有一天，约瑟进屋里去办事，家中人没有一个在那里，在那屋里。妇人就拉住他的衣裳说：“你与我同寝吧。”约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里，跑到外边去了。妇人看见约瑟把衣裳丢在他手里跑出去，就叫了家里的人来，对他们说：“你们看，他带了一个希伯来人进入我们家里。”要戏弄我们，他到我这里来要与我同寝，我就大声喊叫。约瑟的主人听见他妻子对他所说的话，说：“你的仆人如此待我。”啊，不是，这个是好，我是有点跳了哈，14节跳到19节，就他的主人呢，就听见妻子这样说话，他就没有明察，没有去查，他就说你。他就说啊，妻子控告说你的仆人如此待我，他就生气，把约瑟下在监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方。于是约瑟在那里坐监牢。好，
last time,
我们英文就不用念好。
Last time we talked about how Potiphar, at Potiphar's house, Potiphar's wife always seduced Joseph, and but Joseph did not obey him, and then she kind of started to lie about his actions. And so we're not going to read in English of this passage we just read from Genesis 39:10-20.
我们看约瑟一生有够倒霉了吧？
So Joseph was, pretty unfortunate.
就从人来看，他已经是在家里本来是父亲所宠爱的，然后被卖到埃及。本来兄弟还杀他，后来被卖到埃及。现在在埃及里面好好办事呢，却成了囚犯，被人家诬告他，被人家误会他。你看，如果你的一生是这样，你会怎么样想呢？
From a human's perspective, his life was pretty unfortunate because when he was at his father's household, he was so beloved, spoiled by his father, but his brothers wanted to kill him, later turned around and sold him to Egypt to become a slave. Then when he was in his master's household, he was like really unfairly accused about the things that he didn't do. So if it were you, what would you think?
所以约瑟的这个遭遇可以说我们在我们当中大概没有这么戏剧化的这么样子的啊，可以说很不幸的，从人来看是很不幸，但是神却与他同在，他凡他所做的都顺利，就是有点让我们觉得有一点奇怪啊，神不是与我同在吗？那为什么会遭遇到这么样的可怜的遭遇呢？
All the things that he happened to him seem to be so unfair and unfortunate. So I mean, as we can imagine, this is really dramatic. But he probably was thinking, why is all these things happen to me? How can it be?
就算他监牢里面呢，那监牢的这个司狱都说了。凡约瑟所经手的事，他都不查，因为约瑟凡事都办得都顺利。
When he was in prison, he was helping the jail master, and even the jail master was saying, "Oh, whatever he Joseph deals with, I don't even need to look into it further."
那约瑟在波提法主人家里面呢，也是凡是耶和华祝福他与他同在，他主人呢只吃自己的饭，其他事一概都不管。
So even when he was back in Potiphar's house, he was doing everything so good, so well, and God was with him. So the Bible was saying that Potiphar only ate what he needed to, like ate his food, etc., and he didn't care about anything else of the household.
所以从他外表来看的话，他是非常不幸的遭遇。从外表人不知道的来看他的，来判断他的一生。神惩罚他，非常的，这个人一定是很糟糕的，啊，所以从外表来看，这个好像是神在惩罚他，好像神咒诅他，好像神不祝福他。
On the surface, it just his story was so sad and unfortunate, and it, from the human perspective, it looked as if God was cursing him, God was punishing him, and God wasn't blessing him.
但是约瑟知道神与他同在，神祝福他。约瑟知道他走的路，神喜悦的。
But Joseph knew that God was with him, and Jesus, Joseph knew that his path was pleasing to God.
这个是我们非常难想象，在旧约这样的时代，有一个这样子的约瑟这样一个人。
That was hard for us to imagine that in the Old Testament time there was somebody called Joseph like this.
我就想起新约呢，有一个叫保罗，他在哥林多后书第六章第十节所说的话。
That reminds me of the words that somebody in the New Testament called Paul who said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
他说看来好像是忧愁的。
Yeah. And it says as if it was sadness.
却是好像是常常都快乐的。
But it's actually always joyful.
看来好像是贫穷的。
It although it appeared to be poor,
却是好像让许多人都富足，是不是这样
？But it actually enriches a lot of others.
好，就是看起来好像一无所有，但是却是样样都有，这是保罗自己的经历。
It seemed to be lacking everything, but in fact, lacking nothing.
就是保罗在做工的时候，是不是有凡事都很顺利？
That was Paul's experience. You can see when he was doing God's work, did it appear to be all smooth?
没有的，保罗今天在那时候做工的遭遇比我们今天还要糟糕。他是到处去，犹太人都是什么，逼迫他，追赶要杀他。
Paul's experience at that time when he was doing God's work was very difficult. The Israelites and the Jewish people or Jews were of kind of persecuting him.
他说连活命的指望都没有了。
And to the point of even his life, or he was not even hoping for.
被带到一个死的境地，好让他可以晓得复活的大能。
And he was led to the point of death so that he could understand the power of resurrection.
我们今天做工或者出去做这个宣教，我们还没有像保罗这个样子，我们都还算是各样的环境都非常的好。
Today, as we go out to do missionary work, we were not like that at all. All our circumstances are well arranged and good.
那相对来讲，我们就没有感觉到神那么大的这个大能在我们的身上。为什么呢？因为我们都太舒服了。
Therefore, we don't experience such great power of God on us because we're just way too comfortable.
所以我们今天在这个罪恶的世界里面要像约瑟这样生活也是不容易的，因为这个世界啊也是不会容忍一个这样子，也是会一个团体里面会被排挤啦，或者是你在生活当中会有家人，就是你要在教会好好的服侍，热心的服侍，这样说不要那么服侍那么热心，只要信就好了。
Today in this evil world, we are kind of hard to be like Joseph at that time also, because like we have just all kinds of issues, and even at church. And so if you wanted to serve passionately, people would tell you, oh, don't be so devoted, and just, you know, as long as you believe, that's good enough.
所以我们今天认识主的啊，认识主的道路，我们就把这些当作一笑置之。我们知道我们要走什么道路，我们知道我们的原则在哪里，这是我们啊要能够里面清楚的认识主的道路，我们就不会被这些啊动摇。
But if we truly know the path of God, we can just ignore those sayings and comments, and we can be firm in our walking with the Lord, because we know what we're doing is right and inside, we're not going to be moved.
因为圣经说，神的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
Because the Bible says, God's way is above our ways, and His thoughts are above our thoughts.
好，我们看下一章。
Let's look at the next slide.
再下一章。
Next one.
Thank you. 好，那我们就知道主耶稣呢。他成为人的样式，然后成为仆人的样式，最后呢是成为囚犯，死在十字架上。
So Jesus became the form of a man, and then the form of a slave, and then lastly he went on the cross and died.
所以我们想，约瑟呢，在应该他是做宰相是三十岁，所以这时候呢，在监牢里面大概二十几岁，人最为年轻有为的时候却是没有前途。你想想约瑟的心是不是相当于被放于死地一样的。
So Joseph, when he became the prime minister at the age of 30, so at that time he was in his late 20s when he was thrown into the prison. So from a human's perspective, that at that time young and was supposed to be prosperous stage of the life, but he was in prison. Isn't that very hopeless?
好，那我们再看下一章的。好，再下一章，对。哦，对，这里讲到说这个啊，这利未记啊，我就想了，利未记呢有说，耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说：“你晓谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献公物给耶和华，要从牛群、羊群中献牲畜为公物，他要按手在燔祭牲的头上。”燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。
So Leviticus 1:1 says, Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When any man of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of animals from the herd or the flock. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, that it may be accepted for him to make atonement on his behalf.
这个就旧约里面代赎的意义是什么？就是要献祭的人把手按在祭牲的头上。
This is what's written in the Old Testament about the meaning of making an appointment. So whoever who was going to make an offering needed to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering.
那你这个人呢？献祭的人就跟祭牲联合在一起，祭牲流的血，好处就归给你，你的罪归在祭牲的身上。就是旧约的这幅图画。
Then the person who's making the offering would basically are united with that burnt offering, and so then his sin could be burned away, and any like benefits gonna be become the person who offers the offering.
所以，如果我们知道在属灵里面神所安排的方式，你就知道我们今天借着耶稣能够被。罪得赦免，能够赎罪，这个就是在旧约图画已经早就神就安排好了，而不是好像我们想象中哪那么容易信了耶稣就可以得救，这是一个属灵的一个道理在里面，属灵的真理在这里面的，就是旧约这幅图画就看到了神是如何安排的。
So from this Old Testament picture, we're able to see the spiritual truth that God is painting through this picture, that we are really through believing and using the atonement, the sacrifice, we are able to make atonement.
好，我们请翻到下一章，谢谢。好，我们现在讲到约瑟的第四个阶段，他怎么样从监牢里面到第四个阶段呢？穿上细麻衣。
Now we're going to talk about Joseph's fourth stage of his life, that is from the prison to the stage that he was clothed with the garments of fine linen.
他是先穿彩衣，然后穿囚衣。那个奴衣，然后囚衣，现在细麻衣。细麻衣在旧约呢的时代就代表是贵族啊，王公贵族的象征。
So he was initially clothed with a colorful robe, and then clothed with a slave's robe, and then he clothed with a prisoner's robe. Now he is going to be clothed with a garment of fine linen. The garment of fine linen in that time represents the royal family members.
或者是富有的人，就是不是一般的人可以穿的。
Yeah, just people of high status. It's not some normal, common people can wear.
约瑟一生呢，做了两个梦，他解四个梦。
So throughout Joseph's life, he had two dreams, and he also interpreted four dreams.
那他的兄弟就说，彼此说，在37章创世纪说，你看呐，那做梦的来了。
Like in Genesis 37:19, it recorded his brothers said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer."
下一章看看。好，大家都记得约瑟做了两个梦吗
？Do you remember the two dreams that Joseph had?
约瑟他就说，我们都在田里面做禾捆的工作，然后呢，我的禾捆站着。所以中间的那个就是约瑟的禾捆，然后呢，你们的禾捆围在我的禾捆，向我的禾捆下拜。
Joseph was telling his brothers about his dream that they were all binding the sheaves in the field, and then his bundle was standing while the remaining one, like yours, the brothers, all was bowing down to his.
然后他的兄弟就非常生气，他说：“难道你要辖管我们，做我们的王吗？”
Of course, his brothers were very angry and say, "Aren't you gonna? Are you saying you're gonna rule over us?"
然后后来他又做了一个梦。
And then he had another dream.
他梦见太阳、月亮跟11个星星向他下拜。
He dreamed of the sun and the moon and the 11 stars all bow down to him.
天上有这么多星星，为什么只有11个星星呢？
Well, there are so many stars in the sky. How come he mentioned only 11 stars?
这是梦的意义。
That was the meaning of his dream.
就从神来的梦，它是意象是有意义的，所以就只有十一颗，不是所有的星星。
So that was the vision he received from God. So it was only 11 stars here.
就算他兄弟再怎么笨，也知道是一样的意思，就是他的，而且是包括什么？他的父亲跟母亲，太阳跟月亮。
So however stupid his brothers were, they understood what that meaning was. And of course, the sun and the moon represented his father and mother.
好，我们再看下一章。好，这个就讲到说，好，梦跟意象有什么差异？就梦跟意象在圣，这梦是讲了从圣经来的，不是人自己做的梦。这个梦跟意象在圣经中呢，有什么差异呢？
So what is the difference between dream and vision in the Bible? Now, vision comes, it's from God.
也就是我们的梦，大部分我们每天也会做梦，或者是我们这些的梦呢，基本上不是有意义的，就是我们的脑筋的潜意识的那种反应，可能都忘记了。像我昨天做梦，我也忘记做什么了。好像感觉有做梦的那种感觉。
We all have dreams. We often have dreams almost every night. But most of them have no meanings. They're just a reflection of our subconscious. And like I had dreams, but I completely forgot.
我们就不是尼布甲尼撒说做一个梦然后忘记了。
So I think it, you know, happens to you often as well. You would have had dreams and then you have forgotten it.
所以在旧约的时候呢，神常用梦跟异象向他的仆人、他的先知、他拣选的人说话。但今天呢，基本上我觉得应该是没有。
In the Old Testament time, God often used dreams and visions to speak to His chosen people, but in today's time, that rarely happens.
好，我们再看一下《创世纪》十五章第一节，他说：“这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”于是领他走到外边，说：“你向天观看，数算众星。”能数得过来吗？又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”好，那就我们英文就不用念。好
，Okay. In Genesis 15, there's recorded the story of Abraham. So we're not going to read in English.
刚刚在梦里面呢，约瑟有没有得到指示是什么？没有，这是一个梦，没有任何的解说。
So in Joseph's dream, did he receive any explanation? No.
那尼布甲尼撒做了梦，也没有解说。
And Nebuchadnezzar's dream also had no explanation.
啊，也许有些是有解说，譬如说这个啊，耶稣的爸爸啊，就是所谓的地上的父亲约瑟呢，得到指示，在梦里得到指示，不要从原来路回来，要去拿撒勒，记不记得这个？
Some dreams might have explanations in that book. For example, Jesus' earthly father, that is Joseph, and he had this dream that angels in the dream instructed him to not go back to the original path.
但是我们通常可以看到，梦在圣经里面很多地方它是没有解说的，但是异象一定有解说，而且异象是非常清晰的。在这边是什么呢？神耶和华在异象中对亚伯兰说，异象中就说会说话，会有清楚的指示，让你知道什么意思。
We see in the Bible that dreams don't necessarily have explanations, but visions are usually very clear and accompanied by explanations. So just like here in Abraham, the Lord came to Abraham in a vision and specifically saying, "Do not fear, Abraham."
所以只要讲到梦，它一定是在什么？在睡觉、睡眠当中，是一个模糊状态的，不是清醒的。
And when we talk about a dream, it happens in a sleeping state. When we are in sleeping state, and it's usually blurry and not absolutely clear.
那异象呢？不管白天或晚上，通常是在这个人清醒的时候。
But a vision refers to the time of either daytime or nighttime, but it's always at a conscious status of a person.
所以神可以向这个人说话 ，OK， 领他到外边来，走到外边来观看。
So God can talk to this person and also lead him outside of his house and to look, to behold.
好，那我们再看下一章。好
，Next slide.
好，约瑟就在监牢里面呢，私欲就把所有的事就交给他经办。
So while Joseph was in the prison guard actually gave all his tasks to him.
然后我们就有两个法老的大臣呢，这个酒政，一个膳长呢，就同一天呢被关到监牢里面了，就关到护卫长的这个监狱里面。
Then it just so happened that two of the Pharaoh's officials were sent to the prison on the same day.
他们呢，两个人呢，晚上同都做各做一个梦。
And both of them had a dream on the same night.
就在圣经的创世纪四十章第五节，这个地方有一点，我觉得有一点翻译上有一点出入，或者是解，他说各梦。各梦都有讲解，是不是？你若看这个原文，它是这样写，英文也是这样，中文也是这样。它各梦都有讲解。
That's recorded in Genesis 40. I think this is interesting that it's saying that each dream had its interpretation.
然后第八节，他们对他说：“我们个人做了一个梦，也没有人能解。”约瑟说：“梦不是出于神吗？请你们将梦告诉我。”酒政就便将他的梦告诉约瑟说：“我梦见在我面前有一棵葡萄树。”树上有三根枝子，三根枝子，好像发了芽，开了花，上头的葡萄都成熟了。法老的杯在我手中，我就拿葡萄挤在法老的杯里， 将杯递在他手中。
So in Genesis 40:8-11, then they said to him, "We have had a dream, and there is no one to interpret it." Then Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell it to me, please." So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, there was a vine in front of me, and on the vine were three branches, and as it was budding, its blossoms came out, and its clusters produced ripe grapes. Now Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, so I took the grapes and squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I put the cup into Pharaoh's hand."
好，所以在这里呢，第五节所说的，他们两人各同夜各做一个梦，那各梦都有讲解。这个各梦都有讲解，应该是可以解释成什么？他每个梦都有不同的意思的意思啊，但是呢，并没有解释，只是说他们都知道这些梦是有意思的，应该是这样解。
So that's why verse 5 it says the cupbearer and the baker for the king of Egypt, they each had a dream when they were in the prison and the same night, and each man with his own dream and each dream with its own interpretation. I think what here it means each dream with its own interpretation really means each dream has its own meaning, but they were not interpreted until Joseph came along.
换就是他们做了这个梦，他们知道不是像平常的梦，我们平常的梦是没有意思的，在这个梦里面呢，他们知道这是有意思的。
They had a dream and they knew that dream had a meaning, not unlike our usual dreams.
就这个梦呢，它是有代表的，就 要对这个做梦的人呢，要指示什么东西，这是他们知道的。
They knew that this dream had some divine instructions to them.
所以这就是这第五节说各梦都有讲解的意思，就是这个梦里面呢，他们清楚的知道它是有意义的，而且每一个东西有代表性的，他们知道是从神或者从某一个来告诉他们说这个是指示你人生的方向，类似这样。
I think that's what verse 5 that each dream with its own interpretation means. It's just like they knew their dream actually had some particular meaningand that has some divine instructions to them.
那约瑟就对他说，40:12，他所做的梦是这样，三根枝子就是三天，三天之内法老必提你出监，叫你官复原职，你仍要递杯在法老手中，和先前做他的酒证一样。
So verse 12 it says, then Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 more days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office. And you will put Pharaoh's cup into his hand according to your former custom when you were his cupbearer.
好，据说在以前的古代埃及的时候，他们有那些法术的什么，他们对梦的讲解也有学习的，像先知学校一样，所以他们有一些个学习，但约瑟完全没有，约瑟完全没有经过这些训练，好像经过这个神学院训练啊，或者经过这些特殊的学院训练，他完全没有，他的智慧从神上头来的。
So it was said that in ancient Egypt, there those magicians and diviners, they would go to the training through magician schools, but Joseph never had any of those. His wisdom came from God above.
然后约瑟就跟他说，但你得到好处的时候，约瑟说你会出来的，得到好处，求你纪念我，施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，救我出这监牢。
So he said to the cupbearer, please keep in mind when it goes well with you, and please do me a kindness by mentioning me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house.
好，那我们再看下一个。膳长的梦是这样子。
Whereas the chief baker's dream is this.
他的梦呢，是他梦中呢，他顶着他头上顶着三筐的这个饼。
This chief bearer, he had the dream of there were 3 baskets of white bread.
框框上面的这些饼呢，是要给法老的各样食物。
And those 3 baskets of white bread on his head was to be for the baked food for Pharaoh.
这些食物呢，就被飞鸟吃了。
However, the birds were eating them out of the basket on his head.
所以约瑟就跟上长说呢，你也是一样的，三天呢，三个箩筐就是三天的意思。
So Joseph said to the baker and say, well, this is the interpretation. The three baskets are also 3 days.
那这个飞鸟把这个啊面包啊白饼吃了，就是代表这个他法老必斩断你的头，把你挂在木头上，你不能再做法老的上长。
So the meaning of the birds eating from the bread, it says, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and will hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh off you.
那更可怕的是最后刚刚方明姐妹说的，必有飞鸟来吃你身上的肉，这个是飞鸟的代表的意义。
So the birds, yeah, was a scary thing. It was like the birds will eat your flesh off you.
好，到了第三天呢，是法老的生日。他为众臣仆设摆宴席，把酒政和膳长提出监来，使酒政官复原职，他仍旧地卑在法老手中，但是呢，把膳长挂起来，正如约瑟向他们所解的话。
So thus it came about on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief cupbearer to his office, and he put the cup into Pharaoh's hand.
那酒政呢，却不纪念约瑟，忘了他，因为酒政是官复原职，他却忘记约瑟了。
He handed the chief baker just as Joseph had interpreted it, but the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him.
我想酒政忘记他，但是神没有忘记。我们往下看就知道，再看下一章。
Although the chief cupbearer forgot Joseph, God did not forget him.
因为神的时间还没有到，所以约瑟还是不能出来的。
God's time was not yet, has not yet arrived, and so Joseph still could not be released from prison.
因为还要等两个梦，就是法老做了这两个梦。
Then, the timing is that he had to wait for another 2 dreams. That was Pharaoh's dreams.
大家看这个都会知道，这个梦是第一个梦是有七只，又肥，这个又好的牛。
So he had the first dream was that there were 7 fat and beautiful cows.
那他从水里上来。
Coming out of the Nile River.
所以如果你们要看的话，是41章的第一节那里，他说过了两年，也就是说约瑟又在监牢里面又待了两年，之前还不知道待多久，又待了两年。
That was recorded in Genesis chapter 41. So it says it happened at the end of the 2 full years. So Joseph stayed in the prison for another 2 full years.
然后呢，随后又有七只又干又瘦的牛也从河里上来。
Also 7 other cows came up after them from the Nile, ugly and gaunt.
然后就把七只又肥啊又美的牛呢，母牛呢，七只就给吃掉了。
And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 sleek and fat cows.
所以这个是这个梦是完全是人啊，看似非常不合理。人，你如果看到这个还不知道怎么解呢？
So I mean, from the human perspective, that dream was so unreasonable, not logical. If you know this dream, you will know how to interpret it.
如果说把肥的牛把瘦的牛吃掉，这个还合理一点。现在不是瘦又干又瘦的牛把肥牛吃掉了。
It would be logical if you say the sleek and fat and beautiful cows ate the ugly and gaunt cows. But in this case, it was the other way around.
然后他又做第二个梦。
So、then he had the second dream. The Pharaoh had the second dream.
甚至说法老醒来，然后又睡觉，那睡又睡着做第二个梦。
The Bible said Pharaoh woke up and then he fell asleep again and dreamed a second dream.
他梦见一颗麦子，一颗麦子有七个呢，麦穗，而且是又肥大又佳美。
He said 7 ears of grain came up on a single stalk, plump and good.
然后随后呢，一样的有七有一个麦穗，然后有一颗麦子，有七个麦穗呢是又细弱。然后又被东风吹焦了，什么都没有了。
Then, behold, 7 years, thin and scorched by the east wind, sprouted up after them.
然后这个细弱的麦子就吞了那肥大又饱满的麦的穗的麦穗子。
The thin ears swallowed up the 7 plump and full ears.
所以法老对这个梦呢，他就知道，他应该知道这个梦somehow有什么意义，但他不知道，所以他就被惊醒了。
So Pharaoh was startled and awoke, and he, of course, he should have known that this, those dreams had meanings, but he didn't know what they meant.
因为法老也会像我们人做梦，但他梦见这个梦呢，他肯定知道这是不一样的，不寻常的。
Pharaoh, just like every human being, would dream, had dreams, but he didn't know, when he had those dreams, he didn't know what they meant. But he knew it was unusual.
我不知道你们有没有做一个梦，好，你知道说这个梦是不寻常的。
I don't know if you ever experienced that you had a dream and you knew it was unusual.
我有一个亲戚，他有一天跟我讲一个梦。
I have a relative once who said, told me about his dream.
他是基督徒，他是也是刚信没有多久的。
He was a new believer.
他有一天就是在这个台湾不是有很多选举的官司吗？选举，然后有的时候会被控告说你什么坐票啦，或是什么拿这个好处什么之类的。
Well, in Taiwan, there was a lot of the legal cases about voting fraud.
然后他们就一群人就通通被控告，就一群不是一个人，就一群人都被控告。
So a group of people were accused of voting fraud.
然后第二天就那一天晚上的第二天，他就要出庭去，就是也不一定讲话，反正就出庭就是了。
So the second day they were supposed to appear in the court.
他虽然知道他是清白的，但是还是紧张啊，因为你想想看，到法庭，一般老百姓一生可能都没有到法庭过。
Even though he knew he was innocent, he was nervous because, you know, a plain person, and usually you wouldn't go to a court, but he had to appear in the court.
然后跟我讲说，他做一个梦，他梦见轻舟已过万重山了。
So he said he had a dream, and he dreamt of the light boat going through thousands of mountaintops.
他就跟我讲，他放心了，他这个心里的石头就放心。他说他知道，他这次一定没有问题的。
And he told me he was reassured. He felt peace in his heart. He knew he would be okay.
就说某些时候，在某些状况。你可能会得到一个梦，像这样子的，就是给你一个平安啊，给你一个清楚知道神眷顾你的。因为他刚信没多久，他就碰到这个事情，他有点非常紧张嘛。
Sometimes we'll have a dream that seemed to be in reassurance from God, and that was like he was a new believer and he had encountered such a nerve-wracking thing, but he had a dream that he.
所以法老知道他这个梦是有意义的，他就找来他大臣跟他们说，一般我们做梦都不会去讲，但是法老知道这个是有意义的，他就跟他的这些臣仆讲，要他们解，因为埃及人以前是会解梦的，所以法老就把这个梦说出来，因为这个是有意义的啊，不是普通特别啊那个一般的。
So Pharaoh knew his dreams had meanings, and so he asked his magicians to come and interpret his dreams.
然后酒政就想起约瑟来了。
And then that cupbearer remembered Joseph.
所以这个神的时间是非常的啊，神的安排都是非常的这个最好的时间。神的安排虽然在约瑟在多关了两年，但是那个是有意义的，神有安排的。
So you see, God's timing and planning are perfect, even though Joseph was confined in the prison for another 2 years, but God's timing is perfect.
Yeah, 约瑟如果被早就两年前被放出来，搞不好跑到哪里去不知道了，酒正要找也找不到了。但现在呢，酒正可以找到他，就是在护卫长的这个家里面。
Had Joseph been released 2 years prior, and he may have been gone elsewhere, and the cupbearer wouldn't be able to find him at this critical time. But now he knew exactly where Joseph was.
所以我们有的时候我们在这个啊患难当中，我们以为说这就是出路了，但神还没有开门了，奇怪啊，这不是凡事都顺利吗？这个九正善长我解的都对了，应该照一张我就出来了嘛，结果没有。
So sometimes when we are in the middle of a tribulation, we felt like, oh, why is it all those problems and shouldn't it be smooth? But that's just not the right timing. And here, the cupbearer forgot about Joseph for a specific reason.
所以神的时间还没有到，那约瑟还继续，就像我们一样的。我们如果在某些时候我们经过患难，神还没有让我们要出来之前，我们就顺服，我们就接受，因为更好的在后面。
So because God's timing wasn't right yet, so if we say in a troubled situation, if God wanted us to suffer a little longer, we'll just be like Joseph and we'll be obedient and wait for God's timing.
就是你看西方的这些抽奖也好，或者是颁奖，都从最后一名开始颁到最后第一名。
So like in the Western world, whenever they have like a drawing of prizes, they always announce from the last prize to the best prize.
好，所以约瑟就解这个梦了。好，
so、
他说呢，七只好的母牛呢，就代表好的七个丰收的年将要来到。
So Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dream and said the seven sleek and fat cows represent seven.Good years of harvest.
所以七只母牛好的跟七个、啊、好的穗麦穗子呢都是同一个意思，代表七个丰年的意思。
The seven sleek and fat cows and the seven years of beautiful grain, full grains all represent the same thing. They represent seven good years of harvest.
那七只瘦弱的母牛跟七个、啊、细的若干的这个麦穗子呢，就代表七个荒年的意思，就七个荒年之后会有七个荒年。
So the seven lean and ugly cows that came after them are 7 years, and the seven thin ears scorched by the east wind will be 7 years of famine.
然后七只瘦的母牛把肥的母牛吃掉，就代表这七个荒年呢，会把前面的七个荒年所吃的东西呢，都给吃尽了。
So basically, the seven ugly cows eating up the seven sleek and fat cows, and that represent the 7 years of famine will come, and all the abundances from the seven good years of harvest will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. The famine will ravage the land.
好，所以约瑟就跟法老建议说，要在七个丰年的时候呢，向百姓征收五分之一的粮食，把它囤积在埃及地。
So Joseph gave Pharaoh this recommendation that during the seven good years of the harvest, they should make a like 20% of a tax so that they can store up those good food and harvest food so that be prepared.
Yeah, 为了七个荒年呢来预备做预备，所以这样子的话，在七个荒年里面呢就不会有缺乏。
So in preparation for the upcoming seven famine years, so that they will have enough.
我们看下一张。
Next slide, please.
那法老就对约瑟说：“神既将这事都指示你，可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧，你可以掌管我的家，我的民都必听从你的话，唯独在宝座上我比你大。”法老又对约瑟说：“我派你治理埃及全地。”法老就摘下手上打印的戒指戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金链戴在他的颈项上。
So Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according to your command, all my people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you. Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand.And clothed him in garments of fine linen, and put the gold necklace around his neck.
好，所以约瑟这时候呢，圣经记载他大概三十岁了，所以应该是他在这个二十几岁是在监牢里面的啊。他这时候做宰相的时候是三十岁左右。
So according to the Bible, Pharaoh was 30 years old as he became the prime minister. So when he was in prison, he was in his late 20s.
好，我们再翻下一张。
Next slide.
再下一章。好的，好，我们现在就把总结一下约瑟经过四个阶段，他 第一个叫什么？他本有神的形象。
Now let's summarize the four stages of Joseph's life. The first stage was he had the image of God.
就是约瑟穿哪一件衣服呢？
Joseph was clothed in the colorful robe.
然后他反倒虚极，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。奴仆，他是在波提法家中啊，成为奴仆。
But then he became a slave. That's when he was in Potiphar's household.
啊，腓立比书二章的第八节，他说他既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服。这个很重要，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。他是完全甘心乐意顺服的。
Yeah. So and then in Philippians 2:8, it says that in the form of a man, he humbled himself to and be obedient to the degrees of death and death on the cross.
所以我们看约瑟的一生，他在这些苦难当中有没有抱怨？完全没有，他是完全顺服在神的安排的环境。所以我们要学习顺服是很难的。
So for Joseph, in all his tribulations, did he complain? No, he did not. He was obedient. So we need to learn from Joseph because being obedient is very difficult.
啊，我们天然的人都不顺服的。
Our natural selves do not want to be obedient.
我们一个环境就会把我们这些顺服不顺服的心呢，暴露出来。
So our circumstances will completely reveal our heart, whether it's obedient or not.
我们生活很舒服，我们凡事都顺利，我们可以顺服。但是，一旦有一个不顺利的时候，我们这个本性就暴露出来。
When our life's easy, everything is going well, it's very easy to be obedient. But when things are not going so well and unsmooth, then our disobedience will be revealed.
好，所以呢，神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And then so in verse 9 it says, For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
啊，彼得在使徒行传第二章里，他就说了，他就说借着圣灵降临的那一天，他就说，啊，好。
Peter in Acts 2 says, on the day that the Holy Spirit came,
yeah, Pentecost, 五旬节那一天就说。
On Pentecost,
彼得就说呢，主耶稣基督啊，这个差派的圣灵今天降临了，代表什么呢？代表耶稣复活了。耶稣如果没有复活到天上，怎么会有圣灵差派下来呢？他说耶稣复活，接着讲说耶稣复活，借着大卫的诗呢，就预言耶稣复活，弥赛亚复活。啊，这件事呢，就证明什么呀？耶稣已经在天上，神高他为主为基督了。
Yeah, Peter said, and because of the coming of the Holy Spirit, you know, pouring down on to Christians on Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, that means Jesus is resurrected. Because if not the without Jesus' resurrection, the Holy Spirit would not have come down, and then that is also his disciples will receive that.
所以主耶稣不但复活，而且在天上，他是坐在父的右边，他有权柄。差派圣灵降临。
Not only has Jesus been resurrected, but also in heaven, he was sitting on the right hand of God and with the authority to send down the Holy Spirit.
我们一个人如果死了，你多大的权力，就像你一个总统、一个国王、一个皇帝，你死了，基本上接下来的日子的这个国中要发生什么事，不是你可以掌控的。
So in the world, what we know, and if a high official or even king, when he died, then afterwards, anything that happens in this country is no longer controlled by you.
所以主耶稣要在上十字架之前说了最重要一件事情是什么？就是应许圣灵要降临。
So Jesus, before he went on the cross, he said this, among his last words, he said, I will send the Holy Spirit.
所以今天如果我们有人问说耶稣复活在哪里证明呢？我们就可以借着这个跟他们讲。
Today, if someone asks,
上十字架之前应许的这件大事，旧约在预言的圣灵要降临，果然应验了。
So if someone asks today that how can you prove that Jesus has been resurrected, we can tell him that it was because all the Old Testament predictions, you know, and also the word Jesus, what he said before he went on the cross about sending down the Holy Spirit have been fulfilled.
我们都知道在地上的一个人死了，他基本上将来发生什么事已经不在他手上了。
We know on earth if anybody dies, all the things that happens behind afterwards is completely out of his control.
那么主耶稣呢，复活升天，才能够把圣灵差派下来，所以这件事情就完全证明。那彼得门徒们，主还没有复活之前，他们是一个生活的。主复活，圣灵降临呢，他们就大有能力啊，尽管是受监牢，尽管是啊这个生命危险，他们毫无惧怕。
And Peter and other disciples, before Jesus was resurrected, and they were like one kind. But then once Jesus was resurrected, they started to receive the Holy Spirit and the power. And they, no matter when they were thrown in the prison or persecuted, they had the power.
我就礼拜三跟这个 Hutchinson 的这些弟兄姐妹们查经，大概都有，他们不错，大概都有十五六个。然后呢，我就问他们说：“你们怎么知道你们有圣灵啊？因为我们现在查使徒行传，你们知道你们有圣灵吗？你们接受耶稣的
？”On Wednesday, I had Bible study with the elders in the Hutchinson house, and there were about 15 or 16 people. So I asked them, "Now that you're Christian, you have been baptized, how do you know you have Holy Spirit in you?"
他说我们不知道，我们也没有像使徒们有那样子特别经历，我们都没有，我们也不知道。
They said we don't know, we don't have the special experience like those apostles, so we don't really know.
所以我就问他们说，你们如果我祷告的时候说耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣是你的救主，其实你会阿们还是你会不赞同？
So then I asked them, if we, during our prayers, when we say Jesus is the Son of God and you have Holy Spirit, would you say Amen or would you not agree?
我说，如果一个不信的人，你问他说，你要接受耶稣为救主，耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣死里复活，他会说阿门吗？
For an unbeliever, if you tell them that Jesus is the Son of God and Jesus is resurrected from death, would they say amen?
我想应该不会，而且他还会跟你辩论。
I don't think so, and they might even argue with you.
所以我就跟他讲，这个哥林多前书应该是十二章吧，原经是不是应该十二章？我们昨天才。
But First Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章里面他讲什么呢？他说是。
It says.
凡是受圣灵感动的，没有人可以咒诅耶稣。
So by the Spirit, anybody who is touched by the Holy Spirit will not curse Jesus.
如果不是受圣灵感动的，没有人可以说什么，耶稣是主。
And had it not been for the moving of the Holy Spirit, nobody can proclaim Jesus as the Christ.
所以，如果你今天可以承认耶稣是主，你就受圣灵感动，圣灵在你里面居住的，跟没有信的人是不一样的。虽然你没有明显感觉说，哎呀，我有这个方言，讲方言能力，我好像有这个圣灵特别感动，没有，但是神的灵在你里面。
If you're able to say Jesus Christ is my Lord, then you do have Holy Spirit with you because you have been moved by the Holy Spirit. It is different from unbelievers who will not say acknowledge that Jesus is Lord.
因为在使徒行传第二章那里，彼得第一篇讲到就是说，我们若悔改。他说：“弟兄们，问他们说，我当怎么行？”他说：“你们要悔改，接受耶稣基督的洗，就必怎么样？就被罪得赦免，并且领受所应许的圣灵。”有两个。
Because in Acts 2, that Peter, when people were asking what shall we do in order to receive Jesus Christ, and Peter said to them, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
好，所以我们只要做一件事情，就是我们真诚的悔改，接受耶稣的名的受洗，然后我们就罪得赦免，得到以及所应许的圣灵。好，我们就是圣经明明讲的，就必，而不是说可能，它是必。
So we just need to do two things. One is repent. The other is to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then we will receive two things. One is forgiveness of our sins, and the other is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this is not possibly, it is you will receive these.
所以我说跟我们这些啊这个年长的弟兄姐妹，我说你们礼拜三就是十几个人都愿意坐在这里，而且很乐意的听，虽然你们不一定记得住，但是你们愿意来听，而且有想要更多认识，这个就是神的圣灵在你里面做工，要不然你就出去玩了，你就出去做你的事了。所以就是我们要很清楚知道，我们今天会有这样子的想要来渴慕，就像你肚子饿也吃东西一样，代表圣灵在你里面。
So I told these elderlies in the Hutchinson house, I said, well, on Wednesday night, now today you're willing to come over and to gather and to study the Bible. That means you are moved by the Holy Spirit and you have Holy Spirit within you. So just, you know, brothers and sisters who are moved by Holy Spirit and we have the Holy Spirit in us. Otherwise, we're not going to have the desire to come and learn about God's Word.
那另外我们从这个看到，虽然是法老是个外邦人，但是神怎么样呢？神可以在他身上怎么样？还是接受神的这个管理。换句话说，圣经说神在人的国中掌权，看到没有？就是很清楚的。埃及的法老是当时的强权，还是要尊这个神？
So even though Pharaoh was a Gentile king, but he was still under the dominion and control of God. So even God can use these kings of the world to accomplish his purpose. So at that time, Egypt was the dominant country in the world, but the Pharaoh still was under God's kingship.
那埃及的法老呢，有些王是很刚硬的，记不记得在摩西的时代，那个王是非常刚硬的。
Among the pharaohs of Egypt, do you remember some were very stubborn, like at the pharaoh at the time of Moses?
他知道神的旨意，但是公然要抵挡神的旨意。
He knew the will of God, but he openly, was defiant against God's will.
就带来神的咒诅了。
And that brought curse from God.
然后这个王呢，这个法老王呢，他怎么样？他是知道这位神是掌管啊地上的国。他就接受神的安排，让约瑟当宰相，让约瑟安排，他就什么呀？神就祝福他了。
This Pharaoh at Joseph's time, he knew God's arrangement at that time and the will what's going to happen, and so he accepted Joseph's proposal for how to manage the situation, and then he received blessing.
所以神在地上什么？改变时候日期，废王立王，在人的国中掌权，就是神是什么？改变时候日期。所以约瑟的一生的各个阶段，啊，神让他经过的，就是神什么？改变时候日期呀。神的阶段，神的时间到了，你就出来；神的时间到，你就会啊，看到神的工作。
God changes the events and timing of the events in this world, and so he was able to accomplish his own plans. And so in this case, exactly in Joseph's time, God basically was changing the events in the time, and so that Joseph became his servants.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你把从天上啊带到地上。
Thank you for bringing this vision from heaven to earth.
让我们有意象能够认识你自己。
So that we can know you through the vision.
我们知道你是在人的国中掌权，你废王，你立王。
We know that you are in control among the earthly kingdoms, and you set up kings and you put them away.
我们所经过的一切，你都知道。
All we have gone through, you know them all.
求你赐给我们一个顺服的心。
Lord, may you give us a heart of obedience.
凡我们所做的，我们都不抱怨。
We will not complain about anything that we do.
不论是顺利啊，逆境、顺境，主，我们知道是你的安排，我们愿意顺服。
Whether it's good times or bad, we know it is all your planning, and we are obedient.
所以我们感谢你，求你祝福弟兄姐妹一周的生活。
Thank you, Lord. May you bless the life of our brothers and sisters in the coming week.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.